All right, if you're trying to really grow your company, you really want to scale up, right? There are some things that you can do to make it a lot easier to keep people working together better, to share the load so you don't suffer, it doesn't kill you in the process. And one of those things is to build a powerful culture. What's the root of the word culture? It's cult. Cult. We want to create a good, intentional cult like your company. Disney is a particular cult-like company. Apple Computer, a cult-like company. Many companies, great companies, have cult-like qualities to them. And we want to do something like that intentionally for your company. Not a weird cult, like the kind of cult that has you give over all your money and shave your head and marry a weirdo and reject your family. Not that good. Like a good cult, a particular culture. And if you think about culture, what do we mean by culture? Think about religious, ethnic, regional, other kinds of things. They have a rich set of language, ideas, rituals, traditions, colors, foods, sayings, right? All cultures have a variety of these things, and we can build these for your company. To start, some of the building blocks for them are things like the purpose, the values, the brand promises, right? These are great building blocks for your culture, just like the texts of ancient texts of many religions become the cornerstones of those, right? Ten Commandments to Christians and Jews become part of their culture. So your purpose, values, and brand promises are really, really useful. Your vision for the future can be part of it as well. And we want to build rituals, traditions, symbols, things like that around that over time and find ways. And to do that, we want to find the different touch points. So think about it. In the recruiting selection is the first chance to introduce culture. The way that we advertise the job and interview for the job is the first chance to do it in a unique way with a unique touching and feeling and experience all your own. Right. And we want to impress on people what your culture is like versus somebody else. Now, as they come in the company, as they're onboarded, we want to again deal with the purpose, the values, the brand promises, and bring them to life, ritualizing them and finding ways to create them and make them more engaging and memorable. Now, with all of the performance appraisals over time and the recognitions and awards that you might get, the quarterly themes, your internal communications could even go in your external communications, right? Both within company and outside the company. So, all through these, the sequence of experience of touching the companies ought to have a unique feel for it that's deeply embedded or infused with your purpose, values, your brand promises, and your vision for the future. You want to teach these things to people when they join your company, when they work with your company, even maybe vendors. You want to talk about them both inside and outside the company, especially you as a leader in the company. You could even recite them daily, as I have done with many of the companies that we recite them like a pledge of allegiance or whatever. And then we reflect on their relevance to what we're dealing with today. That ingrains them really, really well and quickly. You could wear them or display them, like putting the purpose on the back of a t-shirt that you walk around the office with, as one of our clients did, or you could make people carry them around, like the CEO of the Ritz-Carlton Hotels made all the staff and the management carry around the values in a little card they carried in their pocket. You want to keep them in eyesight, in view on the regular basis. So maybe they're on your screens as a major multi-billion dollar company I coached had, and they had them rotating like a screensaver, right? You could have them on your mobile devices as a background wallpaper or screensaver. So keeping them at eyesight, posting them at the entries to your place of business, putting them as a wall graphic in your lobby, as we saw with Pro Service Hawaii did and so many other companies we work with, and then creating a set of rewards and penalties, right, for upholding the values. Obviously, the ultimate penalty is you don't get to keep your job, you don't get to keep working there, but there could be other things where you lose out on opportunities if you don't really uphold the values, and there could be a whole lot of positive rewards, trophies, acknowledgments, fun things where you really celebrate great. People upholding the values and fulfilling on the brand promises and helping create your vision for the future. Hope that's been helpful. Hopefully you build a great, powerful, culture-rich kind of company that scales with ease and is a pleasure to lead and to work for. Talk to you again soon.